Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go!
This is Share Funny. From the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Is that where we're at right now?
That's a Morris Day in the time. It's Morris Day's signature laugh, and he would also use it as a lyric in a song from time to time.
You know who also did that?
What?
Selena's Brothers Band. They do that at the
Selena's Brothers Band.
They do it at the beginning of every song.
They do. You know that band.
That's right.
Selena's Brothers Band.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's probably where Morris Day got it from, Selena's Brothers Band.
Yeah, he stole it.
What is her brother's band's name?
It's like our very special musical guest tonight, Bo Bice's brother.
Oh, it's called Los Dinos.
No, Cumbia Kings.
Oh, well, I Googled it.
Dinos is the one Selena was in when she was little.
Oh, my bad.
The Cumbia Kings?
Cumbia Kings.
Cumbia Kings.
Ah! That's how they start.
But that's, not the same thing.
But it sounds like it, and then he does it again. It's a repeat.
Okay.
So it really is absolutely no connection at all. To the
sounded just like it.
No, it does. Funk, you just did it.
Funk band The Time.
Wait, right. Do it again.
And now you do yours.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yours sounds like a crow. That's what yours sounds like. So.
You're so stupid, Lex.
All right, I guess he didn't steal it from the Cumbia Kings.
They said, Morris, what's that dance you're doing? Well, I'm doing the oak tree. Ah-ha-ha! Oak tree.
Oh, my God.
That sounds just like it, too.
Did it?
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah. Hell yeah.
If
I was licensed to play music right now, I'd play it for you.
Show her the oak tree dance. I completely forgot about that. Do it. Can you do it?
The one where you just go side to side with you?
That's the oak tree
dance.
That's
the oak tree.
Just hands in the air with your, you know, like you got branches hanging out and you just sway side to side.
Who made up this dance? White people?
Morris Day. No, he's not white. It's one of the best funk bands of the 80s.
And this is just,
everybody,
that's all
the
you
oak
do?
Tree.
Mm-hmm.
Ace used to do it all.
But Morris Day and The Time came back to one of these award shows a few years ago and just ripped it to shreds. I mean, they were great. And they had young people going, who the hell was that? It was a protege of Prince. He put the band together and all that stuff.
They have a good bass player?
Of course.
Of course. Yeah. You know I love me a bass player.
Yeah. Their songs were Jungle Love, Oh Wee, Oh Wee, Oh. You never heard that?
No.
Have you ever heard The Bird?
The Bird is the big one.
Jungle Love was actually a bigger top 40 hit than The Bird.
Really?
Yeah. Is it The Bird, the one that goes really fast? It's like, sing it.
Here he goes. Hold on. Now I got Jungle Love stuck in my head. I don't know.
You don't know.
But it says, it's the one that says, white people, something like, white people, watch the black people. You might get some tonight. Here we go. Like that. But I can't think of any of the words of it right now. But anyway, it was fantastic. And Morris Day did that.
Ha ha!
Like that. So, you would enjoy it. And that's our show for today.
All right, take care, everybody.
All right, bye.
But I'm so pissed off, I can't think of it. It's one of my all-time favorite songs.
And well, that I have
my
the favorite, lyrics right here.
This is my favorite genre of music. But here's how it works, peoples. We can't play music, copywritten music, on the Share Funny because we don't have the license to do so.
Yeah, we could play like a snippet, but yeah. I don't know how long of a snippet, and that's always
Yeah, so we just say we can't play any music on the show that's copywritten, so or trademarked, or whatever they call it. So it's kind of hard just to come up when you got one song stuck in your head to switch gears because they sound a lot alike. They're the same type of music.
The lyrics, music. The lyrics seem cool.
That whole song is cool. And when we go to the break, I'll play it for you because I got it. I own it in my iTunes.
I own it. Wow, what a flex.
Right, I know. Wow. So I could sell it if I wanted. But I'm not going to. I'm going to let it grow and, you know, in what do you call it, value. So that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm about. Ooh. Share Funny is sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. If something has happened, you know, wherever you live, there was a storm or something that messed up your house inside. You get Paul Davis over there. They clean it, get it back to where it was. They clean and repair, restore. So one day you leave, it looks like a storm came through your living room. And when you come back, whenever they're done, it looks like you left it like you went on vacation or something and just came back. That's how it works. Go to acetj.com/Paul Davis to get in touch with them. Paul love it. So I know that Alexis has talked nonstop about what all her weekend was like. Because that's what she does. And Riggins, you just sat and watched soccer like a damn foreigner.
It's my city.
Yeah,
it is. It's a new team. I wanted to be supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And it was exciting to see a lot of people out.
You always say that. It's exciting to see people out.
Yeah.
What is that? Because you don't want to mingle or talk to any of them or have anything to do with them.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
It's really not. I get that rap that and people think I would be really, everybody that meets me says, I know you don't like talking to people. That's not true at all. I do wall myself off in my apartment, but when I go out, I'm out. So I talk to people all day, and it was fun to just see a little bit of energy after 2 years of basically living in a ghost town. Nobody's out. Now there's young people drinking in the streets and walking around in their, you know, the kit, they call it, the soccer kit.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It's not a uniform. They call it a kit. I don't know.
That's what they call their uniforms is a kit?
It's a kit.
Well, that's dumb.
I didn't know that.
Like
I know.
Their jerseys?
That's what it said. Hmm. You can get the kit. So I'm assuming that's what they mean. But it was a beehive of activity. So it was fun to see. And now I don't get out in the middle of it, but yeah, it's just fun walking down the street, talking to people, saying hi. And
it was a beautiful day.
It was a perfect day all day. And it was just fun. It seemed like there was a little bit of activity going on.
Yeah. And so how many people came to the first and set the record for attendance and all at the first soccer game in Charlotte?
75,000.
Okay. Putting it in perspective, 75,000 shows up at any given Saturday SEC football game, and that's low attendance.
Right. But we are in the South, and it was a soccer game.
Right.
So it was interesting to see nobody watches soccer here.
But do you count Charlotte as a Southern city? Because I mostly don't, because there's so many transplants and everything.
I mean, I don't know. I think we're in the South. I don't know. Not the deep South, but it is the South. I wouldn't know what else to call it.
To me, there's, you know, you might as well be in New York as to
is
be
that right?
in the South. It's not the deep South.
Okay.
You know.
Well, I take
going
it back
to soccers and stuff.
I wasn't excited.
Soccers.
It was not fun.
I'm kidding. I think it's cool. People enjoyed it. I just wonder what percentage of the people know rules of soccer and stuff like that. Are they there because they want to see what the new thing is and be part of it? And all
so
that?
The broadcasters did a great job because they recognize we're in the South. This is a soccer game. So they laid out very early on, okay, these guys do this. This is what his position is. This is how explaining to the audience. And they did a great job. And they also commented on the other team, the LA Galaxy, they said, now this team is excited because they're coming into Charlotte's inaugural game and they would love to play the villain and upset the town. They're going to play slow as to get the energy down because people are chanting. They had 20 chants that they learned before the game. So when a ball would go out on the opposing side, they'd go, no, no, no. Like there were chants. Mm-hmm. So they intentionally tried to kill the energy in the stadium by playing slow so that they would kind of get momentum back on their side. It was an interesting thing to watch for a little bit. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Who won?
LA Galaxy. Huh. It was a scoreless game for most of it.
So you're saying that the crowd had to learn these chants?
Yes.
Oh my God.
They had fan groups that learned these different chants. But
in English?
Some of them are in English, and I think some of them are in Spanish.
Yeah. I would like that.
You know, they do ole, 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 ole. That was a Spanish one. But there were two Hispanic guys. They need to hire these guys. Two chubby Hispanic guys on the very front row. And anytime something big happened, they would cut to these two chubby Hispanic guys. And one guy would be wagging his finger, and the other guy would be doing like the eating motion, like eating cereal. They were hysterical. So it was just something different. You don't really see sporting events happen in that stadium. So seeing the setup of it was interesting. There's no football lines, obviously. So it was just cool to watch.
Right. And but I think more people should know by now rules of the game and all of that stuff since, you know, the communists brought soccer over here to begin with years and years ago. And then now our little kids are learning. There are more little innocent indoctrinated kids playing soccer than there are Little League now.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I'm wondering why not enough people know the rules of soccer.
Who are the communists that brought the soccer? I didn't even know right. that. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't come from any freedom countries, no.
Oh, my God.
And it's not American, so it had to come from somewhere over there.
The damn Nazis.
Mm-hmm. Or that Soviet Union or sure. somewhere like Great Britain.
I mean.
All of them.
How many rules can there really be? You just, like, kick it to the other person, kick it to the other person, and put it in the goal. Like, it's not that difficult.
Yeah. That's kind of basically what they're saying. They're like, this guy's the goalkeeper. He makes sure the ball doesn't go in the net.
No, I'm just kidding. I whatever people like. You know me. Sure. I don't care. Just don't expect me to do any chants. My chants are English only.
That's right.
Those are my chants.
You better do some English chants in only. Spanish.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Won't do it.
I don't want to do nothing that ain't in American.
Yeah.
That's it. As a matter of fact, from now on, when you start slipping into Spanish, I'm going to ask you to leave the room, Alexa.
Get out of here.
I don't want no part English, part Spanish. I want all English, all American.
Listen
don't
here.
You come in here speaking that foreign tongue.
You need to get a loud noise that you can just play whenever she does.
Listen, senorita.
My last name and everything.
El Cremo.
I don't ever want to even see your name because it's Spanish.
I'm going to change it to Alexis Smith.
Yeah, that last name is a little too Hispanic.
You got a bunch of vowels all crammed up next to you. don't make no sense.
And a Z. Who has a Z in their last name?
No damn body, that's who. Not nobody I'd ever vote for, I'll tell you that. I don't want you talking about dancing. None of them dances or nothing.
What about Don Francisco?
Don Francisco.
Not about him.
Mm-mm.
No, sabijado gigante.
Nope. None of that. And the cha-cha and meringue gang and whatever else you come in here talking about.
You can't even tell us what kind of food you eat.
Salsa. I don't even want, don't talk about no salsa neither. You call it picante.
You better call Papoosa's meat pockets.
Oh, she came in here talking about salsa and all kinds of shit.
And eating meringue pie, lemon meringue.
Talking about damn Selena's brother.
Selena's
brother's band said, ha, 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 like a bunch of damn crows. I want my crows to speak English, too, so don't be bringing that shit.
We like American crows.
Mm-hmm. Not damn Spanish magpies.
Not a magpie. That's a word you don't hear very often.
So, as long as we got that straight.
Whatever.
Okay. I'm good. Get it right, get it tight.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Thank goodness it is no longer taboo to talk about having good mental health and strong ways to deal with stress and anxiety and those types of things. So here is something that you really need to look into because it is so beneficial. It is Noom Mood. Now, you're aware of Noom weight loss and how much help it has given so many people. Well, Noom Mood is just as fantastic as the original Noom weight loss, and it's to help you deal with stressful situations in life and to stop letting stress control you. You should not give stress that much control over you. You will learn to control the stress with Noom Mood. I have a very close friend who has already been using Noom Mood, and she says that her stress level has lowered because she's already learned how to handle different situations differently than she has her entire life. So she's already experiencing the greatness that Noom Mood has brought to her life. Now, it's backed by science, and it is based on psychological principles, and they teach you about your relationship with stress and anxiety. So here's what you need to do. You sign up for the trial today at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ. You need to start worrying less and feeling happier. And the way you do that is by starting with the trial of Noom Mood. Do it today and start feeling better about your life. That's Noom, Noom.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Y'all talk too damn much. Well, y'all talking all the time.
Barely talks.
You're right. Mm-hmm. So, somebody broke into a box truck in Denver. This is Denver, Colorado, not Denver, North Carolina. Denver, Colorado, Thursday, and they stole a container, a box actually, from the box truck, and didn't know it at the time. Figured they were getting something valuable, but what they actually stole was a box full of human heads.
What a fun surprise.
Yeah. Can you imagine? You get it. you get it back to your house. They, what did we get? And you cut it open, and there's a bunch of heads in it looking back at you.
Heads.
Mm-hmm. Like it was a medical research truck.
Oh, okay.
And it had all kinds of dismembered bodies and organs and all kinds of stuff in it for people to study.
Humans?
Yeah. Yeah, human heads.
Oh, you said that. Just like heads in general, all kinds.
Human heads.
Human, cows, pigs.
Mm-hmm. So, can you imagine what that would be like when you got home? No. It's like, ugh.
Do you think they're all like wrapped up individually, or are they just kind of like rolling around like marbles in there?
Yeah, that's...
I assume they would be in plastic bags, and that it would be, you know, iced. It would be refrigerated or iced.
With the eyes frozen closed.
Thing. No, I don't picture the eyes being closed.
You think they're going to be right open?
Hair sticking up all over the place. Yeah. I mean, they're not going for beauty at the research center. But I guess that's what they do if you donate your body to science. If you don't just specify organs and stuff, they can take the whole thing.
I don't know. You just picture it being more, I don't know. If I donate my body to science, I don't want to know that they cut my head off and ship it one place and then my arm over here.
And then my head's with a bunch of other heads.
Yeah.
Like, now I don't want that. I want my own cooler.
That's why you're
an
organ donor. Right, some people are organ donors, but they don't donate their whole body to science. That's what I would. I would donate my entire body. Do whatever you want to do with it.
I'll donate everything but my head.
Why? What are you going to do with it?
I don't know.
What good is your head going to be? You just want to. You want a casket with a head in it?
A little box.
My makeup is on point.
My curl pattern
is perfect.
Make sure my lashes look good. Mm-hmm. That's all I need.
Just a head in a box.
And then you don't have to buy a whole coffin. You can just buy a little box at Michael's.
We can do that anyway.
Yeah. You think you're going to need a whole coffin?
Yeah, like a sardine Amazon can. Box.
If we say that, like we're going to be there.
You better be at my funeral.
I'll be there.
Look, we would hope that we're gone first. If I outlive you, then trauma has happened somehow in your life.
You're the youngest one here.
I know. Mm-hmm. Aw, I'm the baby.
But
yeah, you better be at our funeral.
Not mine. Mine's an English only. I don't want no bilinguals.
They test you when you walk in and they go, hola, and you go, hola. Get out.
Nope, I'm going to come and I'm going to put coloring pages inside of your coffin with you.
Yeah, embarrass them one last time.
Uh-huh. Like, these are for you, TJ. I colored them specifically.
But what would you do if you got home that you just stolen a box full of heads?
Freak out.
First of all, you'd make some, tongue-in-cheek jokes about it.
Got a head?
Yeah. Want some head?
That's disgusting.
Yeah, for sure. Do you assume that they're like for medical purposes, or do you think you just caught like a serial killer?
No, it was because they reported them stolen.
I know, but like when you get home and you get the whole box, I got to turn these in. I'm stopping a serial killer.
Yeah, I don't see how you don't, have a quandary on your hands there, because you don't want them. You got to get rid of them. But at the same time, you don't want anybody thinking you decapitated somebody.
Sure. I'm doing a TikTok with them first.
But I bet it said.
Skip to the good part.
I bet it said something about medical research on the packaging and all that, the storage container.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Show off the heads.
Look at this one.
Mm-hmm. This one's tongue was out when I got it.
Hey, or catch. Yeah.
Would you rather have grabbed the box with the heads in it, or would you rather have gotten a box full of arms or legs? Or, I mean, what would you have rather gotten?
Arms and legs, because a head makes it just personal, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, some people don't look at it that way. They look at it like it's not as personal, the head.
Really?
You're sick.
And a lot of times when serial killers and stuff do decapitate their victims, it's because of signs of guilt.
Really?
Yeah, because they don't want the person looking at them.
I was so vulgar.
Or they'll put out their put out their eyes and all of that, so they don't want them looking at them. Remorse.
That? was the show when
embarrassment
they,
and all.
They said they cut off the head and the arms because you can't do anything with a torso. I forget who that was on a show.
Oh yeah, that was recently actually. Yeah. What did we watch? I don't know. Oh, I think it was on Yellow Jackets.
Is that what?
Yeah.
If you cut off the head and the arms and the feet, they can't identify anything because you can't do anything with a torso.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Unless that torso has breast implants.
Interesting. They can identify something?
Yeah, they have serial numbers on the implants.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You didn't know that, did you?
Mm-hmm. So you better watch it when you're starting your killing, girl.
No, she already did. Look at that look on her face. I left the torso.
I need to get out of here quick.
Cut them out.
I got something I need to take care of.
I have to unearth, then re-earth. Someone.
Sick of cut out the breast implants.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't know that. It's as much like crime little, stuff as you watch.
Little black like letters
mm-hmm.
or numbers.
I don't
That's
know
crazy.
What color they are, but they have serial numbers on them.
I'm about to look it up.
It could be very clearly written because you're not going to see them.
Breast implants, serial numbers.
Your search is
how to erase breast implant serial numbers. And I'm sure butt implants have them too. If they, you know, there's certain types.
Wow.
Oh yeah, it's like a clear looking lettering.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Oh snap.
Like a stamp or something, mm-hmm. like an imprint.
That's crazy.
It's got the brand name.
Yeah, I've seen some bad boob jobs that you could read that through their skin.
Oh god.
Hey, your serial number showing.
Where'd you get them things?
Hike up that V-neck a little bit.
Yeah, blend it in.
Ooh, girl, I don't want to see your serial number.
So now why are you scared, Alexis? You know, you didn't realize that.
I didn't know that.
Shit.
Shit.
I don't know if I would want hands or feet or anything like that either. That would just, I think I may rather have a head.
Oh, God. No.
Box of heads rather than a box of Mm-mm. feet
or penis.
Hands.
Big junk. Oh,
a big box of penises.
A box of penises.
Like, whoa, interesting.
Yeah. No, heads is the worst.
Yeah, heads is the worst because it has eyes and they look back at you and you can know who it is.
Really? Is that what a head has?
Yeah, that's what a head has.
Thank you.
Head has eyes.
And a nose.
Yeah, but they're not looking back at you. They can't see.
Doesn't matter. The eyeballs are looking back at me.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Yeah, I'd rather have a hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Slap somebody with it.
Yeah. If you don't have any friends, you could high five it.
Mm-hmm. Be like, let's hold mm-hmm. hands. I have no one to hold hands with, so I'm just holding hands.
It's like
hands.
In the Addams Family thing, yeah. Wasn't it just a hand that ran around?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, what am I saying? Any of it would disgust me, but I think I guess opening up a box full of heads would be the biggest shock of any of it.
Yeah, next time you send paper to TJ's house, Alexis, make sure you send a box of like body parts.
What the hell is in here? So heavy.
It's going to be a box of body parts with a glitter bomb.
Yeah. You said you wanted heads. Here you go.
I'm telling you, if you send a glitter bomb to my house, I'm not going to be the one that you're going to have to deal with on that one. Jody will be.
Would you fire me?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. Why would she have to deal with Jody?
Because Jody would freak out with glitter all over the house and it's so hard to clean up and all that. She's very particular.
Yeah, but she gives Alexis a pass. You know she wouldn't. I just love her.
I would get her in on it.
I love her.
She came in here and saw this picture that Alexis colored. Left you. Who did that? That is so cute. Look at that. That's so pretty. And I said, Alexis. And then Jody said, well, it's on the podcast today.
I can't wait to listen. Up.
But she's talking about how she has those colors. She's lying. I've never seen her color in anything like that. She's lying.
Well, I talked to her last weekend, and she first told me that it was really nice, and I told her it was you and her as birds. And then she said that I should come over, and we could color outside on the porch or do a spring puzzle. So that's what we're going to do.
Great.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let me know so I won't be home that day.
You're going to make us cocktails.
No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Bartender.
And cook us lunch.
Try again.
We'll see about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she loves her some Alexis.
You know, yeah. I love me some Jody.
I don't get it.
which part?
Either. Don't get either. Makes no sense to me.
Did you, and you talked about it on the podcast today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Live on this app that you're listening to right now in 30 minutes.
When I listen to the TJ and Jody's House, I watch it on YouTube. And sometimes if I'm like halfway through, I'll just open up the transcript of the video in YouTube. And then I search for my name and see if they talk about me. And if they don't, I close it. They don't talk about me.
I didn't know you could. Who transcribes it?
YouTube does it automatically.
Oh, really?
It comes up with the transcript. And then you can search on the page. And I just search for my name. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, they didn't talk about me. I'm out.
Does it do a good? Does it do a good job even with Jody's accent?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Jody's
accent. It understands her.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so cute.
Well, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was a thing with the YouTubes.
Yeah.
Just
in case, like people start putting up like crazy stuff, YouTube has an AI that can determine what people are saying.
Wow. Next thing you know, they'll be determining what people are thinking.
Yep. You got it.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. The day that happens, Alexis is really going to hate me.
Yeah.
If she knew what I was thinking.
This bitch.
I don't care.
No.
I already know.
Yeah, you would. You'd be going to that Reiki master trying to get all kinds of bad thoughts Reiki'd out of you. Reiki these hurt feelings.
Please, I don't out of me. You.
Reiki and me. All right, we'll be right back.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Let's go. So people who have business cards are pretentious. Alexis, is that what you just said? You need some business cards, even though they're pretentious, you need some?
Well, depending on like what type of job you have, some people have business cards and their job doesn't require a business card.
Like what?
I don't know.
You have to have an example, or else you wouldn't think so.
Like a server at a restaurant.
Okay. Have you ever gotten a business card from a server at a restaurant? Really?
Yeah. At very nice restaurants.
Oh, well.
Then why do you think they don't need them?
Because you don't need to email them or call them. You just show up to the restaurant if you want them to be your server.
To whom would they give a business card, though?
They gave to me, like, they were my server and they were giving it to me for the next time I came to eat, I guess. I don't know. Oh.
They wanted
to ask, so you would ask for them, mm-hmm. You know, and well, that's cool. But yeah, they're just trying to get a tip, or did they just want you to ask for them next time you come in, and like at the drive-thru or whatever?
Maybe.
If it's a restaurant you're going to,
Assuming. The drive-thru.
Here's my card, girl.
And it's a piece of paper with it's handwritten.
Right on the back of your receipt.
On the back of your receipt. You got that right there.
Was it at the end of the meal or beginning of the meal?
At the end of the meal.
Because at the beginning of the meal, you could be like, this is me. I'll be your server for the evening.
Mm-hmm. Like, you want me to eat this card? Is that why you're giving this to me? Because unless you're bringing me something to consume, I don't need it. Now that's pretentious. Yes. You know, like Gordon Ramsay with garnish on the plate. Did you set me to eat this? What is this? Did you set me to eat that? Then why did you put it on the effing plate? If you don't want me to eat it, why do you put it on the plate?
Like garnishes? He doesn't like garnish?
Yeah, not stuff that's not edible, you know, like a piece of plastic, parsley or something. You know how people throw that on the, I'm like, get that out of here. Or that toothpick with has like the little plastic toothpick. Oh, yeah. Has something in it. Or like, why would you put an orange on the side of a steak?
Yeah.
You know, an orange slice with somebody's eggs. It's like, get that out of here.
There was a flower on one he hated.
Yeah.
He put flowers.
He don't like much, honestly.
Mm-mm. But, I mean, you want to take some chopped parsley, sprinkle it about. Emerald used to do that with Cajun Creole seasoning because it's orange, got that color to it. If the plate was white, he'd sprinkle it around the edges of the plate. And then he would do that thing where he would say, bam,
bam,
bam, bam.
Everybody do it. Bam,
bam, mm-hmm.
bam.
Yeah. Just like that. I went to a restaurant one time where the waitress showed me how she had just gotten her paycheck and it had garnishment written across it and showed me how much they took out of her check. You know, in a way to say, hey, I'm going to do my best today for y'all, but I've got some stuff going on. I just got my paycheck and this is what it said and I'm trying to.
She did not say that to you.
Swear to God.
She did not.
Swear to God.
What?
Yeah. Showed it to, it was in her little, what do you call it, the order book thing?
Yeah.
You know, it was in there. And she said, see, look. I said, okay.
I've been garnished.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm. She was trying to get a good tip.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but it wasn't a, you know, a white tablecloth place, that's for sure.
You don't say. Now, who would garnish her wages? The restaurant or, like, the government or something?
Or bill collectors.
Okay.
That sort of thing. Maybe, you know, I don't know. Do they do that for child support? Something like that, maybe? I don't know. But either way, it wasn't any of our business, and didn't want to know that. It's just that, you know, some people don't have social skills. They just don't know how to act. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. So I guess to her, it was just perfectly fine. Hey, I'm going through this, and these look like nice people, and I just need to tell them why if they're service isn't as good today. I'm not on the, you know, the top of my game. It's because I've got financial problems.
This was at the beginning of the meal?
Yeah.
That's crazy to Goodness me. That gracious. Blows. It doesn't matter if it's not a nice restaurant. That still blows my mind.
Oh, of course.
Hey, y'all, yeah. You want to hear something crazy?
Yeah, it was like,
I'm sorry, because we had sat there for a few minutes before she came over. It's like, I'm sorry, I'm running a little crazy because, and you could tell she was distraught.
Oy.
And it was like she just could not come up with any other reason to tell us, you know, why. She had to just tell the truth. Oh, look, I'm just going to have to come clean. You see my paycheck here I just got? It's just thrown me for a loop.
It's getting awkward. I got to cop to something. It's like, hold on, let's get waters first.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that's so sorry about that.
People are so weird.
So I'll have a Miller Lite.
Right. Okay.
Uh-huh. Would you, when you were running restaurants, Alexis, would you fire a server that did that, or you would warn them first?
Yeah, I wouldn't fire them right away, but I would be at the table waiting for her to leave and be like, I got to talk to you real mm-hmm. quick. Unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I didn't go tell on her or anything.
Yeah.
You know, I talked about it on the radio.
Is it like a sports bar kind of place, or just casual dining?
Yeah.
Pretty casual?
Yeah, barbecue place.
Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
That's
barbecue
nuts.
Place, sports on TVs.
And gotcha.
A lot of racing stuff.
Okay, fair. Yeah.
Actually got race cars in the place.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. But it was years ago. I mean, she doesn't work there now, so not like I'm getting her in trouble or anything now. Bless her heart.
Hopefully she's back on her feet.
Mm-hmm.
Ungarnished. Earning all of her wages.
Place is delicious.
Yeah, it is. Have I ever told y'all about how much my little friend Jenny and her husband Michael like a certain restaurant, that they will go to this restaurant even though that restaurant has stolen his credit card?
Yes, have I already told y'all? Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if you talked about it
multiple times, radio, right? But it's
yeah, enough to where now before they go, they make sure that they have cash because they won't use a credit card because it's happened several times. But they still go there. That's how much they like the food.
It must be real good.
It's like, look, our credit card number has been stolen on more than one occasion. I'm not going back there. Would you go back after once?
No.
I would after once because it's easy. Well, no, if they stole it. Never mind. Mm-hmm. I thought if they accidentally took the card or lost it or something mm-hmm. like that.
But could you like... Would you like contact the restaurant and let them know, hey, I know this happened?
Oh, yeah. We had people that would call.
Yeah. Well, and they did. They said, hey, we know you stole the credit card number or whatever.
Or add extra tips.
And she eats burgers and hot dogs. It's not like she can't get that same kind of food somewhere else.
But it is the fact that they eat out every single meal and you run out of places. And so if you find a place that you really like, then you have to take it off the list. Then you're stuck, you know, you lower the number in rotation.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, what would they have to have done to make them run? I mean, like, could they kill somebody? If you knew your waiter was a, you know.
Murderer.
Yeah, like a psycho serial killer. She's like, oh, well, I mean, he does a good job.
Have you ever
like, what can
burgers?
You overlook? Like, what's the
I know,
length?
That's the thing.
I don't know. Stealing my credit card 3-4 times.
They kidnapped me, but have you had that burger?
Yeah, but while they had me in their lair blindfolded, yeah. They gave me that food that was so good, their own food.
That made cheeseburger it okay. was just dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going back to their basement.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And sometimes it's because the food is good and their beer prices are good that with them, with Michael and Jenny. Their beer prices are good. So, or either they have, you know, they both drink Michelob Ultra. If they have ice cold Michelob Ultra on draft, they'll overlook some shit to go in there.
Probably a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they like draft beer and they like Michelob Ultra. And if it's really cold and at a good price.
Yeah.
That trumps, you know, they stole our credit card.
Sure. That is just wild.
Yeah, y'all want to go to what? Blah, blah, blah. All right, yeah, you got cash because
you've stolen your card.
Can't use a credit card.
Is this a chain?
No.
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 That blows my mind.
Yeah.
And is the person, do they know who did it at the restaurant or do they have suspicions?
Oh, I don't know.
About
you'd
who
have
did
to
it?
Assume it's the server, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it could have been more than one server because it's true. You know. Happened a couple times, three times, I think.
They hired a bunch of them.
Yeah, just everybody looking, you know, for a handout.
It's in the handbook.
Here's how you steal a credit card.
Teaching them.
Mm-hmm. And they came back. You could probably do it again.
Yeah, hey.
These idiots.
Yeah.
They don't care.
You see table three. I stole their credit card information last time. You can take care of that one.
They're going to have a new number and, you know, new number and some new shoes. That's what we're going to It's going to equal new shoes.
They love that bacon burger.
Yeah. I mean, they like our ranch. Yeah. They keep coming for the ranch and the Michelob Ultra.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next
Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
This just reminded me, I meant to tell you this earlier. And talking about my little friend Jenny and her husband Michael drinking Michelob Ultra. I was at a restaurant Saturday with my wife Jody and my friend Mark, who was in visiting. And I asked, because they had all the craft beers and everything listed on the menu. And I asked our server if they had any non-craft beers available. And she said they had... I want to say something like what is it, Stella?
Yeah, Artois.
I love it.
They had that, and they had quote Michelob Ultra.
Michelob. Stop. She did.
I swear.
Not say Michelob.
Pronounce Stella Artois right.
Michelob Ultra.
Michelob
Ultra. Mm-hmm.
But Stella, it was just an example. I couldn't remember. It wasn't like a Coors Light or Bud Light. It was something different, but not crap. But Michelob Ultra, which is now what I will be calling it.
Yes.
Because that is so fantastic.
That's cute that she doesn't even know. But, mm-hmm.
Michelob Ultra.
You want a Michelob Ultra? I sure do.
It's like...
You know it.
How long did you train for?
So whenever I'm out with my little friend Jenny and her husband Michael, from now on, even though I will be ordering Miller Lite most of the time, I am going to insist that I order for them so I can say, and they'll have Michelob Ultra.
She's like, great, good choice.
A Miller Lite and two Michelobes, please.
Two Mitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Short for Michelob.
Miller Lite and Michelob Ultra.
You know, I'm making the switch a little bit. I'm a Miller Lite guy, but I've been buying Coors Light lately.
Yeah,
they're very good. They're very similar.
Yeah, that's Coors Light is second choice for me, or just as good.
It's a little bit cheaper than Miller Lite has been lately, so I can swap them out, and it's very good.
Yeah, Miller Lite is a richer beer than a regular domestic life. You pour them side by side, you can see it's a little darker, a little more golden.
Yeah,
but they're both good. I like both of them. Man, I like a Michelob Ultra.
Sure,
both good.
I enjoy a Michelob Ultra.
My dad is into Michelob's Ultras.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Now my brother used to drink Michelob Light.
Michelob Light. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what my dad drank.
And it had that paper on the bottle. When you open it up, it was sealed with a breakaway paper.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No. Oh, yeah, now I know exactly what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
With the Michelob.
With the Michelob. Oh, I love that.
To this day, I say, because I went to one of those, they call them Doc in a Box or whatever it's called, at the drugstore where they go in, they could give you a strep test or whatever. And I had to go do that one time, and the lady working in there said something about, I need to just go get some Mucinex. Okay. And so from that point forward, I've called it Mucinex.
Oh, well, it is for mucus.
Mm-hmm.
So I need Mucinex.
So now it will be Michelob.
Michelobes.
Mm-hmm. And I said, I say tortilla all the time now instead of tortilla. And I said that on my cooking show. That it debuts Thursday at 8 Eastern in the PM on acetj.tv. And I say it as, you know, trying to be funny, but then I realize people that are watching may not know that I'm trying to be funny and that I'm really saying tortilla. And so I've had to try to correct myself and all, but.
Could you maybe have Mr. Todd put a little note that says he knows it's not pronounced that way?
I mean, if you got to be that much of a stickler for it, then the people who are smart enough to get it, they kind of lose its impact. What do you say about it, Alexis?
I said that I don't like that. Say it right if you're going to say in a cooking show. Tortillas.
Tortillas.
Las tortillas.
Tortillas.
Yeah, say just like that.
I'm going to make homie tortillas.
Tengo que hacer las tortillas.
Tortillas.
Pretty good.
Tortillas.
But anyway, I just think tortilla sounds funny, just like quesadilla. Sounds funny.
You're the queso?
Mm-hmm.
What, queso. Are you going to tell people what you're making in the first episode before the episode airs?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's a surprise.
Mm-hmm. Una sorpresa. Con las tortillas.
Yeah, that's what I'm making is buenos tortillas.
Con las tortillas. You should make some pupusas on one episode.
Yep. Why is that? Why should I do that?
Because it would be good and funny.
Would it?
It's a little, why would that be funny?
I don't know. It'd be funny to me.
You don't think you can do it? Is that what you're saying?
Nope.
It's a bit of a niche.
I could kill some pupusas if I tried to make them, but that's not the kind of stuff. See, and that's the thing. On this cooking show, Alexis, I'm not doing it just to show how well I can cook. I'm not trying to show off. I'm just trying to teach people how to cook these things that I know how to cook. Keeping it simple. That's why it's called fend for yourselves, so you can go cook stuff for yourself and not be like, you know, people say, I can't cook anything, or I got to go out to eat because I can't cook anything, or, you know, I got to open up a can of chili because I don't know how to make homemade chili, things like that. So I don't see a lot of people sitting around going, hey, I think it'd be easy to make pupusas, and I'll grind out the corn and take it down to the rock at the river and roll them out.
Yeah.
Can I come be your sous chef one day?
Mm-mm.
He's not making sushi.
You wouldn't even let her come help you?
No.
He said no.
I don't need help.
Come on.
I got a feeling you guys would be toxic together in the kitchen.
And here's the thing. I don't want y'all to take offense to this, but I'm setting up the cooking show where I don't have any contact or any connection with any of y'all, because I'm hoping this will springboard me out of this sinking-ass ship so I can make my own living and not be dependent upon the rest of y'all.
Can I be your audio producer for that?
I got a producer. Oh, I got everything.
Let me be your personal assistant.
Mm-mm. Nope. I'm trying to get shit of all of y'all.
I'm following you.
I'm tired of that. Still
saddled with Mr. Todd.
Do what?
You're still saddled with Mr. Todd.
Yeah, yeah. How come Mr. Todd gets to stay?
Mm. Well, he's on thin ice.
Get rid of him, too.
Adam, all of y'all.
Yeah. I'm going to be showing up at your house at the same time in the morning.
No, you don't even know where I live.
I do. I have your address.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you do, because you send heavy boxes of paper to my house, right? So I have to carry it in here.
I'm going to send myself in a box.
Surprise.
But anyway, that's why I'm worried people won't know that I'm joking, because I'm going to be marketing it to non-Ace and TJ listeners, because I got to get out from under this.
Oh,
this whole bunch of shit. See, because the microphone doesn't even work.
It's like
microphone
timing.
Coming apart.
If we had cameras in here, TJ just hit the shit out of his face with that microphone.
It went right in his eye. Please wear your glasses.
Yep.
Did you grab
proving my point.
Grab?
I got to get out of here.
Is the universe telling you that? Look at that.
Shut up.
Universe telling me what?
You need to get out of here.
The universe told me to keep you out of my cooking show. That's what the universe has told me.
The stars told me.
Why not have an actual culinary professional?
A what?
A culinary.
Culinary professional.
Who's that?
In the kitchen with me. I worked in kitchens for over 10 years.
Yeah, well, Rob worked at Wendy's. So does that mean he gets to come help me on Burger Day?
Yeah. Eating them.
Yes.
No, I'm serious. I'm trying to set myself up as a solo personality on this. So.
All right, whatever, dude.
Yeah. Y'all get enough of me.
Whatever, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make my own show.
Like, I'm not even letting Jody on it. That's why I said she doesn't need to be on it.
Yeah.
He's hoping to unsaddle himself from her.
Yeah. I mean, she's too much in my business now.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a downer of a note to end your funny for me.
No,
for
Riggins, me. Riggins is happy to hear that.
I'm supportive of you.
There. Yeah.
I'll eat the food.
Don't leave.
I'm going to make my own show.
Oh. What kind of show?
Don't worry about it.
still in development.
How dare you not want to have me come be on your show?
Yep.
I'm going to make my own show.
Mm-hmm. And you're not invited to be on mine.
Okay. I'm also not invited to put it out there for anybody else to see. Your ass could be independent on it.
Whatever. I don't even have a cameraman.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
My phone speaker doesn't even work. How am I going to do anything?
You're barely doing Facebook Live on Thursdays.
I got to connect my phone to another microphone for it to work.
So, yeah. Well, let us know how that turns out.
I'll have a GoPro.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.